This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. State officials have shut down several funeral homes and crematories in Leadville and Gibson, owned by Lake County Coroner Shannon Kent. The Denver Post reports authorities found abandoned, unrefrigerated, and unlabeled remains. Kent is now banned from performing funeral services. Federal prosecutors won't seek the death penalty for the man accused of killing three people at a Colorado Springs Planned Parenthood clinic 5 years ago. CPR's Dan Boyce has more.
The single sentence filing submitted in federal court Wednesday by U.S. Attorney Jason Dunn does not elaborate on why he's not seeking the death penalty for Robert Deere. Since his arrest, Deere has been found mentally incompetent to stand trial several times, and authorities moved him from the state mental hospital in Pueblo to a corrections facility in Englewood last year following a federal indictment as a state trial languished. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Authorities say 18 protesters who blocked traffic along I-25 in El Paso County last June face jail time if convicted. The Gazette reports no plea deals will be offered. One attorney says it's retaliation for calling out racism in the local prosecutor's office. And CPR News incorrectly reported the total amount of stimulus spending and tax breaks that the Colorado legislature passed during the special session that ended today. The COVID relief bills total $342 million. 23 in Denver, 12 degrees in Vail. This is CPR News.